You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 61 degrees. KSL's top story is developing news. There is now a heavy police presence outside Columbia University tonight. A crackdown on protesters appears imminent.
A massive, massive response here, and more officers are arriving.
That's CNN's Shimon Prokupes. Maria Chaleos begins our team coverage. Protests across America in New York City.
Jeff, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the protests need to end.
I'm urging every student and every protester to walk away from this situation now and continue your advocacy through other means.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos is on the scene.
Columbia University saying protesters have chosen to escalate to an untenable situation, vandalizing property, breaking doors and windows, and blockading entrances. The school warning of consequences, but for now not calling in the NYPD.
However, hundreds of officers are just outside the school property, and police have blocked off roads surrounding the campus. Police blame outside actors for inflaming passions on the Gaza war that led to the break-in and occupation of Hamilton Hall on campus.
We think these tactics are a result of guidance that's being given to students from some of these external actors.
Deputy Police Commissioner for Intelligence Rebecca Weiner calls them professional outside agitators who have been known to police for years. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, here in Utah, a probable cause statement indicates those arrested last night at the U could be facing a long list of charges.
No protesters have been officially charged yet, but KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas says if they are charged, these will not be felony charges.
From what we've seen, these individuals are going to be charged with misdemeanor offenses ranging from like disorderly conduct, failing to disperse, a riot. These are not felony offenses. They're not the kind of offenses for which a person is likely to serve a jail time.
Greg says these are misdemeanors, and these protesters could go to court and perhaps placed on probation.
And maybe they won't even be charged. Maybe the state's just trying to get their attention so that this doesn't happen again. But even if they are charged, I would expect them to be fairly low or mid-level offense.
Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more today about who was arrested and where they came from. Our team coverage continues. Here's KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
The University of Utah tells KSL of the 19 arrests made overnight, only 4 involved students. One more person was an employee of the U, but the remaining 14 people had no affiliation with campus. The U says 2 officers suffered minor injuries. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Protest organizers say many of those arrested overnight were released from jail this morning.
I reached out to Mech at the U of U on Instagram, and Metro organizer Gabby Marita called me with an update on those protesters' whereabouts.
17 people who have been released. There were a few that we knew, so they kept us updated.
I asked Marita how they felt about what unfolded.
Yeah, we just think that the brutality of the police last night was just absolutely ridiculous and disgusting. And it's disgusting that the university allowed that to happen.
Another on-campus protest has been announced for this evening. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
And KSL 5 has cameras up at the U around President's Circle. We see, you know, it's hard to estimate how many people when you're watching on television. Let's say dozens of people are standing around. We don't see any tents this evening in President's Circle. We'll be watching closely at KSL News Radio. The ACLU is responding to the arrests overnight at the U of U by reminding campus and law enforcement officials to respect the First Amendment. In a statement, the ACLU of Utah says the response last night risked the safety and well-being of those directly involved, as well as those in the area. Former Unified Chief of Police Chris Bertram says the decision to break up the U of U pro-Palestinian encampment was mainly a preemptive decision.
Some of these protests in the past have gotten out of hand. They've gotten out of control. And it takes even more force to end them in the future. And I think that's one of the things that's being weighed in at the University of Utah.
And one they're considering right now at Columbia University, where hundreds of New York police officers are massing around the campus. But We do not know what comes next. Meantime, Bertram told Dave and Dujanovic this morning he believes the University of Utah sent in police with riot gear last night to make a very clear statement that they don't want what's going on across the country to happen here. KSL News Time 6:05. Four students from Roy High School were taken into custody today after one pulled out a gun near school property. Police say the teens were flashing gang signs at cars near the school when a car stopped. One kid pulled out a gun. That's when Roy Police Sergeant Josh Taylor says the school was told to go to lockout status protocol.
This morning there was no gun at the school. It's unknown if the gun was going to be brought to school or if the juvenile just had it with him.
The kids were quickly found and taken into custody. The one with the gun could face charges for firearms possession.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.